from Mondakistan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Under crooked Joe Biden, Christians and Americans of faith are being persecuted like nothing this nation has ever seen before. Catholics in particular are being targeted, and evangelicals are surely on the watch list as well. Over the past 3 years, the Biden administration has sent SWAT teams to arrest pro-life activists. The FBI has been caught profiling devout Catholics as possible domestic terrorists, and planning to send undercover spies into Catholic churches, just like in the old days of
Bugs
the Soviet.
Worked out before the show really gets going across the state of Montana. Hey, great to have our producer Caden back today. I'll bet our friend Michael Foth is living his best life right now, getting to sleep in a little bit though. But big thanks to Michael for filling in yesterday. As I was talking to myself there for a second, I couldn't believe it was Tuesday morning here, because it felt like a Friday night last night. I was, watching some JV football action in just beautiful outside weather. It looked like some of the smoke finally cleared out of my neck of the woods. And, man, it felt like a Friday night lights game. It was so fun. But good to be back with you here on a Tuesday. I always look forward to Tuesdays, because that's when our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X, is in the house later in the morning. And then we get to mix it up with you here in the early morning hours of the show. A couple of things that I shared on X just a few minutes ago here. A couple of things that I shared just a few minutes ago here. For all of the Dwayne Ankeny tributes that I'm seeing on the Montana Politics hashtag, we put a Dwayne Ankeny tribute on our Montana Talks website Sunday night. Montana says goodbye to the king of coal families. That was the headline. It's still there if you want to go check it out. And had some great remarks from former state senator Jason Small and Congressman Ryan Zinke. And then if you go on X, you'll see others from Senator Tim Sheehy, Governor Gianforte, and then even, of course, a lot of Democrats or folks from the middle of the road also heaping praise on the service of Dwayne Ankeny from Colstrip. And this is what I shared about an hour ago. I said, for all of the Dwayne Ankeny tributes on the Montana Politics thread here on X, let's get Colstrip 1 and 2 back up and rolling. And then this is the bumper sticker. Do it for Dwayne. Do it for Dwayne. You know, that's what we loved about Dwayne Ankeny, not just the great one-liners and the gruff straight talk, but it was the fact that he went to work every day for those coal miner families and those power plant worker families and the families that benefit from the great community of Colstrip, Montana. And then, of course, all the school revenue that flows in because of the beautiful clean coal dollars and more. So for all the Dwayne Ankeny tributes out there, let's get Colstrip 1 and 2 back up and running. Do it for Dwayne. That's the message. That's the pitch. All right, more to follow right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly sunny skies and some areas of wildfire smoke today, isolated shower storm chance towards Bozeman. Highs in the upper 70s in Bozeman to the upper 80s in the Billings area. Slight chance for shower storm tonight, otherwise variably cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. Then on Wednesday, there's a slight chance for showers and storms with highs in the 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The Senate Commerce Committee recently held a hearing to discuss the current space race with China, which Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz described this way.
It is today a strategic frontier with direct consequences for national security, economic growth, and technological leadership.
The CEO of the Coalition for Deep Space Exploration, Alan Cutler, issued this warning about China's desire to control space.
Their intent is clear, their progress is real, and time is not on our side.
He added,
the country that lands astronauts on the moon next shapes the rules of engagement in space for decades to come.
Lieutenant General John Shaw, the former deputy commander of U.S. Space Command, warned of the dangers of the U.S. not coming up with a unified and coordinated approach, saying failure to do so could put the country
in a position of increasing disadvantage as we get further into this century.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Hey, not only does Dennis Bragg do a great radio news update for us, he also does a great roundup of the news at MontanaTalks.com. Check it out.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, so here was the other thing that I posted on X here just a few minutes ago. So I, you know, as I was doing my morning show prep here, I saw a guest opinion column from the chair of the Montana Democrat Party. And she wrote this guest opinion column, really didn't say much. You know, it was your typical puff piece. Hey, look at how great we are, even after we just got smoked in all the elections last year. But they still control the liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court, and they still control, I think, a majority of these district judges in Montana, and they still have the liberal federal judges on the bench here in Montana. So they can still talk a lot of trash here. And here's the other thing. How many of you are going to sit home and not get involved in these city council elections coming up? Just like a lot of people didn't get involved in school board elections earlier this year. And how many of you are not going to get involved in the midterm elections? How many Trump supporters get all whipped up into a frenzy when it comes to the, you know, the presidential elections and big Senate races or congressional, sometimes if there's a presidential ticket on the run, and then you stay home during the midterm elections. And then what happens? The other side starts clawing back and clawing back on the progress. But anyway, back to the crux of the message from the chair of the Montana Democrat Party. Basically, she wrote about how unity is the goal of their upcoming convention. And I think I saw somewhere on X that the Montana Democrats are going to be gathering in Livingston. So if you think it can be windy sometimes in Livingston, now mix a whole bunch of hot air. And, oh, man, you know, wouldn't it be funny to be a fly on the wall for that convention? Because really, when they talk about unity being the goal of their convention, in a way, that's their problem. Unity is their problem. I mean, yeah, unity is what gets them to stick together and vote the same way. That's why they never have leadership revolts too often in the Montana legislature with the Democrats, because they all stick together and Republicans do the circular firing squad thing. But in a way, unity is also their problem. They force their party members to unite behind the crazy agenda pushed by the university district, AOC, Mamdani leftists, and then they kill their party everywhere else. And that's essentially what they did with their gerrymandered redistricting plan for the legislative districts, is they gave all the power to the university districts. They chopped these legislative districts up like a pizza pie, and they gave all the power to the university districts in the Bozemans and the Missoulas. And then they did the same thing with the liberal voting districts of the bigger towns and chopped those up to try to erode the voice of everybody else, especially out there in the more rural parts of Montana, especially in the more rural parts of these counties, which is where all the growth is actually taking place, is in the more rural parts of these counties, because in places like Bozeman, where they make it harder for families to get into housing, and then they wonder why they don't have more kids enrolling in their schools. And then they say, well, our funding is based off of the the enrollment, well, hey, maybe Bozeman Schools should go talk to the city of Bozeman and say, hey, it's a little hard to fund our schools more when more kids are and more families are going elsewhere for school because it's too hard to build a house in the city limits. Anyway, random thought there, but this is what they've done. Look at how they've basically made the Democrats in eastern Montana an endangered species. And an actual endangered species, too. Not just the fake endangered species that they still keep on the endangered species list, like grizzlies, for example, that are not endangered. They're all over the freaking place. There's plenty of them right now. Not fake endangered species. Actual endangered species, like endangered species that are actually disappearing and going away, right? And that's what the Democrats have become in eastern Montana. Because you can go to Scobie. And you can go to Plentywood right now, and you can still find people that are Democrats that still get uncomfortable when you bash the Democrat Party and you criticize the Democrat Party. And they still get uncomfortable because they still identify as Democrats. Yet they even know full well what a train wreck that party is right now. Because they know full well that if they ran for office, first off, if they put a D behind their name, they'd probably never make it through the general election anymore anyway. But second off, the Democrat Party would not allow them to be a major voice in that party. If the Democrat Party would even allow them to run for office in the first place without intimidation and threatening tactics discouraging them from running because they don't fit the far left party orthodoxy of the Montana Democrats right now. The Montana Democrats are run by the Zoe Zephyrs of the world, the radical transgender activists from Missoula, the far-left university district, AOC, Mamdani-style leftists are the ones that are running the Montana Democrat Party. I mean, look at Cora Newman in Bozeman. Look at the crazy way that Cora Newman voted in Bozeman. Now, of course, if you look at her background, it wouldn't surprise you that she voted that way. But that is who is in charge of and yet you still have some people, you know, bitterly clinging to the Democrat Party in places like Plentywood and Scobie. Or they're voting in Republican primaries now and giving us, basically, the problems that we saw within the Republican caucus during the last legislative session as well. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Lots to talk about here in the early morning hours of this show. I better jump right into it. We got highlights from Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, Greg Gutfeld talking about Kilmar's latest deportation effort and more.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. New rules off the playing field, just as the college football season starts. Congress refereeing what college student athletes can earn on their own for name, likeness, and image, or NILs. There's concern that without a national enforcement mechanism, that college sports is the Wild West. The House has a bill which sets a national standard, allowing schools to directly pay athletes. Otherwise, there's a patchwork of rules. But the score is far from settled. GOP Indiana Senator Todd Young wants to know whether student athletes are considered to be employees under law. The top Democrat on the Senate Commerce Committee, Maria Cantwell of Washington, says the House bill rolls back money for minor sports and only benefits major conferences like the Big 10 and SEC. Democrats argue that lawmakers should focus instead on problems in higher ed, not the athletic field. The NCAA and many schools push for congressional intervention, but some lawmakers question why the NCAA couldn't settle the pay-for-play fight. It's unclear if the bill gets a floor vote anytime soon. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
We took the handcuffs off of ourselves, and now we're putting the handcuffs on the criminal illegal aliens. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, Friday I was able to sit in on the Glacier Pachyderm Club in Kalispell. That's where the Border Patrol agent in charge for the Whitefish Station gave a great update. We shared some of the highlights on Monday's Montana Talks. What will we talk about on Tuesday? Why don't you tell us, Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northlund. This week, the National Farmers Union and its state affiliates are gathered in Washington, D.C. for their fall fly-in. Farmers and ranchers from across the country are meeting face-to-face with lawmakers on a variety of issues impacting family farms and ranches. And one of the key issues on the table is mandatory country of origin labeling for beef.
I think we have a really good chance of getting mandatory country of origin labeling across the finish line.
That was rancher Walter Schweitzer, who is president of the Montana Farmers Union. He says while cattle producers remain optimistic, the roll momentum is now in Congress. In the House, Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman is preparing to introduce a bill to reinstate M-Cool for beef. And in the U.S. Senate, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds earlier this summer introduced a similar measure. If you recall, M-Cool was originally implemented in 2002, but in 2015 was repealed under the Obama administration after the World Trade Organization ruled it violated trade agreements with Canada and Mexico. Facing billions of dollars in potential retaliatory tariffs, Congress voted to remove beef and pork from the law. Walter Schweitzer says Farmers Union members will be meeting with their members of Congress to discuss this important issue.
I think we can get it across the finish line. They are here in D.C. now. They were having their staff do some research on it. They're talking to Congresswoman Hageman about her bill. And we're going to be meeting with both of them tomorrow, and we're going to follow up and see what they're thinking. But I'm pretty optimistic that we might get mandatory cool back. After all, it's an American first issue.
While many ranchers agree that mandatory country of origin labeling for beef should be reinstated, there's less consensus when it comes to cattle traceability. Producers are split on the methods and technologies used to track animals from birth to processing, raising questions about cost, privacy, and practicality.
Pulse Growers Market Access starts with you. From the field to the elevator, it's critical to keep it clean. Follow pre-harvest intervals, use only registered products, and ensure equipment is free from treated seed or residues. Delivering a load with contaminants can lead to costly rejections and jeopardize markets for all of us. Quality isn't optional, it's our shared responsibility. A message from the Northern Pulse Growers Association, working together to protect our markets and your bottom line.
Forage grown with in-soil algae at Reminis Ranch has shown verified increases in vitamin A and E by 162% and 68% respectively. Algae-treated pasture has boosted conception rates, improved immune health, and increased steer weight, enabling a significant reduction in mineral supplements and chemical fertilizer. In-soil algae and Reminis Ranch, healthy soils for better beef and healthier people. Find us at remangus.com.
The Montana Department of Livestock has confirmed a case of equine infectious anemia, or EAI, in a horse from Musselshell County. The horse tested positive during a required Coggins test for interstate travel. That result was confirmed by USDA's National Veterinary Service Labs in Iowa. The property is now under quarantine and follow-up testing is underway. Officials are also tracing the animal's history to determine if other horses were exposed. EIA is a viral disease affecting horses, mules, donkeys, and related species. It spreads through biting insects or contaminated equipment. There is no cure or vaccine. Some horses show signs like fever, weakness, weight loss, and anemia, while others carry the disease silently. State veterinarian Dr. Tani Szymanski says cases in Montana are sporadic, and the best protection is regular testing, especially when buying or moving animals. This is Montana's first confirmed case since 2017. I'm Lee Northlund, Western Ag Network.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, if you guys missed it yesterday in the, let's see, what was it, the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we got a great phone call. She goes by the name App Patriot Girl on X, called in from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's called into the show before. She is friends with John Jackson, the Joker from X, and several of our listeners jumping in on the conversation here on Montana Talks. And so, sometimes when John Jackson has joined us on the show, she'll jump in on the conversation, or, you know, many of you are interacting with her on X as well. But Charlotte, North Carolina, that's where this Ukrainian refugee, this beautiful young woman, was viciously stabbed by this career criminal who just pulled out this knife. She just sits down in the seat in front of him on their public transit, on their train, their light rail, and this guy pulls out a knife and just starts stabbing her in the throat. And if you missed yesterday's show, she is a Ukrainian refugee who fled the war zone of Ukraine and then gets slaughtered on the streets of America in a Democrat city with Democrat judges, with career criminals constantly put right back out on the streets. 14 different times that guy had been arrested, and the Democrat-run city kept putting him right back on the streets. Jesse Waters last night had another great segment. He says, well, let me just play it. I'll just roll it right out the gates here.
Democrats told us people like Irina are special.
I've announced 2 days ago we will welcome 100,000 Ukrainian refugees.
Our collective responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of these refugees.
We have a moral responsibility in the world, as every other country does too, to receive refugees who have a well-founded fear of persecution or harm to return to their own country.
Now, if you have a moral responsibility to receive a refugee like Irina, don't you have a moral responsibility to say something when she's murdered? When you can't protect her? Nancy hasn't said a thing. Outside of North Carolina, no Democrat has. Every politician in the country had something to say the last time surveillance cameras caught a death on a train. The Daniel Penny case was a national sensation. And usually when a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman gets killed, the media goes wall to wall. Gabby Petito, Natalie Holloway, the Idaho sorority sisters. Why not this time? The Democrat mayor of Charlotte says we should show the killer compassion. Tragic incidents like these should force us to look at what we are doing across our community to address root causes.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, I mentioned that phone call from App Patriot Girl. She lined it all out, gave the history with that liberal mayor that all corresponded with coverage that we saw yesterday morning from the DailyWire.com and others. But yeah, as Jesse Waters pointed out here, all these same people that virtue signaled about Ukraine and virtue signaled about Ukrainian refugees and all these people with the Ukraine flag and their social media profiles, you don't hear them saying anything about this Ukrainian refugee who was slaughtered because the perpetrator was black. And by the way, he specifically talked about. You heard President Trump weighing in on this as well here. President Trump said this on Truth Social. He says, I have seen the horrific video of a beautiful young Ukrainian refugee who came to America to escape the vicious war in Ukraine and was innocently riding the metro in Charlotte, North Carolina, where she was brutally ambushed by a mentally deranged lunatic. The perpetrator was a well-known career criminal who had been previously arrested and released on cashless bail in January, a total of 14 times. What the hell was he doing riding the train and walking the streets? Criminals like this need to be locked up. The blood of this innocent woman can literally be seen dripping from the killer's knife. And now her blood is on the hands of the Democrats who refuse to put bad people in jail, including former disgraced governor and wannabe Senator Roy Cooper. North Carolina and every state needs law and order, and only Republicans will deliver it. Additionally, where is the outrage from the mainstream media on this horrible tragedy? He added, vote for Michael Whatley for U.S. Senate. He won't let this happen again. But yeah, where is the media? This is where the media is at. CNN is mad that people are talking about this story. They're not mad about the Ukrainian refugee who was slaughtered in the streets of America. They're mad that you people are talking about this story.
Brian Seltzer says it's racist to share the video. It
it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration. I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping.
So CNN is complaining that people are bringing up race. CNN brings up race in cooking segments. CNN not reporting the story is actually what's racist. This isn't just a one-off. In Philly over the weekend, a woman was just executed in broad daylight, just blocks from the Liberty Bell.
See, you can't talk about racism in America when it's black against white. You can't talk about racially motivated violence targeting white people, or you're racist, according to that guy on CNN. Now, let's see. Stephen Miller, of course, also jumped in on this conversation as well. Let's see. We've got that audio via Rapid Response 47. I'll save that one for after the break. Plus, we've got a great guest joining us here in just a few minutes as well. First responders, law enforcement, you know, EMTs, you name it. Firefighters struggling with PTSD. Big conference kicking off, later today in Kalispell, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, Kira Gifford is going to join us here in just a few minutes. So stand by for that one. All right, and then, we'll have some time in the 7 o'clock hour to take your phone calls. Plus, you can message us on the Montana Talks app in the meantime. And actually, after we chat with Kira about the conference, we'll be able to sneak in some of your phone calls here towards the end of the 6 o'clock hour as well.
Fortified Building Solutions.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great. I think I've got Kira Gifford with me on the phone lines right now. Yeah, Kira, thanks so much for calling in here in the early morning hours of the show. I know you've got, she's, of course, with the Mason Moore Foundation, which is an incredible organization here in Montana. And, later today, we spoke with her back, at the end of July, along with Jody Moore, about this big Montana First Responder Wellness Summit. And I think that kicks off here later today. Kira, thanks for being back with us.
It does. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, we start at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll start checking people in at 7:30. And we go until 5 tonight. We have lots of law enforcement officers sharing their stories, and then we have some licensed professional therapists that are sharing some tips and tricks to help you live a life of wellness as a first responder, to keep you healthy mentally, and we'll have some tips on keeping you healthy physically as well.
Yeah, well, I know you, not only have you worked as a first responder yourself, you've got the great V42 Fitness gym there in Three Forks, but you're also a military spouse of a Green Beret veteran. So you've seen not only what veterans in the military community has struggled with when it comes to post-traumatic stress and dealing with some really, tough things, right? But you've also seen the way that the military community has helped to address those, or try to address those challenges. And unfortunately, too often, for our first responders, they haven't gotten that same type of support or those same types of resources. So as I understand it, this is part of an effort to do more in that space for our first responders as well.
Yes, realizing the importance of keeping your brain and your body healthy to be able to combat some of the traumatic events that these brave people are put through. And the military has done a decent job at addressing those, and we're trying to create change in the first responder community, starting with the state of Montana, and hopefully it'll have a ripple effect from there and get the, we are starting to see changes in the first responder community and starting to bring some light to the issues that they're having. We will have a message from Senator Daines during this summit, and then we also, Sheehy will be joining us, couldn't come in person, but he'll be joining us over Zoom to kind of chat with the people that are there about the issues at hand. And hopefully, in turn, he will, those two will be able to affect change from a legislative point of view.
Yeah, and you got some really incredible speakers, folks with background in law enforcement in particular. Travis Gribble is a retired police sergeant. He's the My Arena founder. He's one of your key speakers here today. You've got folks from all across Montana. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that, you know, well, this is good news, bad news kind of thing here. The good news is this event is going to be packed. You are totally sold out. That's the good news, meaning there's a lot of people that are going to be there to hear how they can get help or how they can help first responders. But the bad news is the event is sold out. But that being said, you guys are going to do more events like this around the state, right?
Yes, we're hoping as a foundation that those will help us kick off being able to do an annual bigger event like this, hopefully annually, maybe every other year. We're not quite sure what that's going to look like yet. But we had also hosted an event similar but on a smaller scale in Bozeman last October. So just growth from there, and hopefully this Travis was a big driving force behind getting this event set up. So we're hoping to kind of take the reins from him and be able to provide something as far as the foundation goes on a regular basis.
If you had to break down what are going to be the most beneficial tools or tips or concepts or what you hope people to take away from this, two or three things, what would you say those things are?
That your brain is like a muscle and you really need to take care of it. And some of the symptoms that you see from traumatic events are physiological, and it's not just something that you can overcome on your own. Reach out for help.
And for those that can't make it today, what's the best way they can either reach out to the Mason Moore Foundation or to other folks that are going to, you know, be taking part in today's event to get that kind of help for, you know, whether it's their local law enforcement agency or a spouse or a family member, you name it?
Yeah, so you can reach out to us at themasonmoorefoundation.com. We also have Instagram and Facebook, and we can line you up with resources in your area.
Well, Kira Gifford, always great to have you on the show. By the way, we had your husband Sean on the show recently because he was recently at the White House. I think it was on the National Purple Heart Day, and he's a Purple Heart veteran. But he was at the White House, and then we also got an update from him on his efforts to try to, you know, basically take care of some of his fellow veterans who, you know, are still waiting for their awards to be processed and things like that. Any updates on that front that you've heard from Sean?
I have not gotten any updates on those. Sometimes that is a very slow-moving process, unfortunately.
Yeah, that it can be. Well, let him know that whatever we can do to help assist on that front. I know he's in close contact with our congressional delegation as well, but happy to assist from our standpoint here as well. Kira Gifford, thanks for all you do. I need to stop back in at the V42 Fitness again one of these days, get in a great workout. What a great facility you guys have there in Three Forks.
Awesome. We'd love to have you anytime.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kira Gifford. By the way, speaking of Three Forks, we've got another guest coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. This is really cool. Let me get the press advisory here. So there is a memorial dedication taking place in Three Forks this afternoon, 1 o'clock this afternoon. In fact, Governor Greg Gianforte will be there in attendance. You know, speaking of first responders, our tow truck drivers, so often our tow truck drivers, you know, they, you know, look at the dangers they face out there and oftentimes in the worst conditions on our roadways. Well, this is pretty cool. The Montana Tow Truck Association is unveiling a memorial later today. This is a memorial dedication to honor five Montana tow truck drivers who lost their lives. The dedication is in coordination with the Montana Department of Transportation's Slow Down and Move Over campaign to prevent injury and death for utility workers, drivers, law enforcement, and emergency responders. So anyway, but coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, we're going to talk with a representative from the Montana Tow Truck Association. So pretty cool. I saw that advisory yesterday, and I said, man, I got to see if I can get them on the show. So that'll be coming up here later this morning. You know, speaking of towing things, man, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, when I first got, you know, like my camper, it was so fun. It's one of these days I want to drive a big rig just for the fun of it, right? Some of you guys that got your CDL and some of you guys that drive those 18-wheelers, one of these days it would just be fun to drive an 18-wheeler. Because, you know, I thought, okay, I'm getting my camper. All right, man, now I can't just whip across the state. I'm amazed at how easily that camper pulls because they gave me – I've got this – what do they call it? Stabilizer hitch? Yeah, our friends at Brett's RV and Marine, those guys are really smart. And so when I got my new camper, they said, Aaron, here, we're going to get you one of these stabilizer hitches. It's amazing how easy it is to pull your camper. And I don't have, like, some massive dually 350, right? Like, I've just got, you know, a 1500, right? And I'm amazed at how well it pulls my camper because of that stabilizer hitch. But anyway, it's kind of fun towing things around, isn't it? You know, and just turn on some good country music or some good talk radio, kick back. But, man, I'll tell you what, now that we start to get into the fall season, although it still felt a little summer-like here over the past few days in parts of the state, man, I'll tell you what, it's so fun to get out, tow your camper. You can even still tow your boat and get in the water with the nice weather, you know, especially if you're into the fall fishing season. But I'll tell you what, if you don't have a family camper, you are missing out on the great outdoors. You got to go in and see our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. They got great locations, great people. Lockwood, right there in the Billings area. They got great location in Butte now. Go see our Air Force JTAC veteran, Brad, there at Brett's RV in Butte. They got a great crew in Missoula as well. And, of course, you can go to their website, brettsrv.com. Largest inventory in a five-state region. All right. Yeah, give us a call. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Stephen Miller weighs in on the Democrat policies of catch and release. Stand by.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have a cluster of 63 career criminals wreaking havoc in New York City subway system. Between 63 career criminals, 5,000 arrests between them, and of the 63, only 5 are currently behind bars. They have amassed a disturbing rap sheet for crimes, assault, robbery, theft. Forget about turnstile jumping. I mean, that's a given. A string of other offenses. And they largely remain free because of this leftist, liberal, extreme, radical, idiotic mentality of defund, dismantle the police, reimagine the police, and no bail laws in states like New York.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, check it out. A new discovery found a massive trove of gold coins in the Czech Republic, minted by a long-lost civilization. It's from before the 2nd century B.C. They also found silver coins among the artifacts. Not only have gold and silver been valued for thousands of years, but they can physically last that long as well. Just another reason why I have partnered with the award-winning company Goldco. I'm also a customer. Now, they sell gold and silver, and they're great at what they do. So if you're ready to learn how gold and silver can help protect your savings, Call now, 855-815-GOLD. On the web, it's HannityGold.com. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You can do your own due diligence and learn how you can get 10% in free bonus silver. It is the best silver offer out there. Don't miss this one. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. One more time, 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly sunny skies and some areas of wildfire smoke today, isolated shower storm chance towards Bozeman. Highs in the upper 70s in Bozeman to the upper 80s in the Billings area. Slight chance for shower storm tonight, otherwise variably cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. Then on Wednesday, there's a slight chance for showers and storms with highs in the 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. And you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, not only does Dennis Bragg do a great radio news update for us, he also does a great roundup of the news at MontanaTalks.com. Check it out.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, Caden, I didn't see that message. Yeah, go ahead and send us that caller, patch that caller through. There we go. All right, I see we got Tim and Savage on the phone lines. Tim, great to hear from you. What did you want to share this morning?
Hey, good morning. I was just really glad to hear about the conference up in Kalispell. I just found out about it. I wish I could have made it there, but Kalispell, even though it's still in Montana, it's about two states away from me. It's a long trek. But yesterday, we were able to resurrect the Montana CISM Network and got that up and had a good organizational meeting yesterday. CISM stands for Critical Incident Stress Management, and there are teams throughout the state of Montana providing stress management for first responders within that 48 to 72 hours after a significant incident. And so we've got ourselves kind of reorganized and regrouped and up and rolling. So something a lot of folks may not know about me, I've been a first responder for over 30 some years. 25 years on ambulance. I was 7 years in law enforcement and doing about 24 years, and I'm still on a fire department as a responder and active in the Northeast Montana CISM team. And we've come out and we travel around and just provide support for those first responders, because you never know what sort of things you're going to encounter and how it'll affect you. And it's so vital for those first responders to get that assistance that they need so that they can work through those situations.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and, you know, those of us that were in the military overseas, you see some horrific things. But at least you can kind of, to a certain extent, feel like you leave it over there. Whereas a lot of these first responders, it's right down the road. You might pass down that street every single day just going to and from work. It might be a neighbor. It might be a friend. It might be one of your own family members that you're responding to. And so you've got that to deal with on top of the stress. Yeah, Tim, you were talking about. So now what does CISM stand for again, CISM? I know sometimes I have these acronyms, and I don't even know what the acronym means. I just know what they do, right?
Yeah, it stands for Critical Incident Stress Management, and it's a research-based methodology that you need to get trained in how to go through and facilitate it. But post-crisis, within that first 48 to 72 hours after a crisis, we bring in a team of people. It includes some peers, and so I serve in that role as a peer and as a chaplain, and then also a mental health specialist, a counselor who's been trained in this process as well. And we take the first responders through the seven-step process of debriefing, and it's not an operational debrief. It's just to go through and get those feelings and those thoughts out and discuss what are normal reactions and how to give some coping skills. It's a lot of the same stuff that you were talking about that's going to be going on in Kalispell. And we offer this for all first responders. We have law enforcement, fire, EMS, dispatch, and ER and hospital staff as well.
Yeah, that's great.
There's a crisis.
And I hope it's okay with you if I add this. I know you're a pastor. I know you're also a chaplain in a lot of those organizations that you just mentioned right now. That is so critical because I feel like if the faith element is missing, I think that's a key reason why we have more and more mental health resources across the board, more and more programs for post-traumatic stress and everything, and yet we see more problems, getting to higher levels on the mental health front. And I think it's because we don't have as much of the spiritual influence as we used to have.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that's a key part of it, too. And which we make sure that our services and when we go out and do these, they're agnostic and we don't, advocate any position one way or the other. But I always let people know, say, look, if you want to go into this a little bit deeper, you want a different approach. I mean, I tell people I can wear the cross either on the inside of the shirt or the outside of my shirt, however, whatever you want to talk to me and however you want to address this.
Yeah. Tim, you mentioned that you just heard about this event in Kalispell where you would have liked to attend. Yeah, they'll be doing more events across the state. But, hey, if you get up and going, it's only a 9-hour and 30-minute drive, according to my my phone here. If you wanted to drive from Savage to Kalispell, you can get started right now and maybe make it by dinner time.
Right now.
All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in. Quick break. We'll get to the national news. We'll get to the national news update here on Montana Talks. Get to your Fox News update, and then I'll kick off the 7 o'clock hour with Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff. Talking about the catch-and-release policies of the Democrats.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That is just the way the pickle squirts. I imagine if Dwayne Ankeny had a final word to share with Montanans before he gave his last breath, it would be another classic one-liner that the coal miner legislator was known for. Yeah, the passing of former state representative and state senator Dwayne Ankeny as the tributes are pouring in. He really was the king of coal families, looking out for Coal Strip and coal families. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com.